Hey everyone, I hope you enjoy my room ambiance. It is way too hot for me to record in my closet right now, as it is very hot outside and my closet has no air conditioning, so I'm just chilling my room as I record this vlog for you guys. This patron exclusive vlog. As I'm sure you can tell, my throat is still a bit froggy, which means that while I can casually talk like this, the level of voice acting that I do for my characters, I just don't think I have my range back yet. I'll let you know what I think I do, but right now, I just don't. I started not feeling quite right around Wednesday morning. Thought it was just allergies or whatever, figured I'd wait it out. And, you know, the usual patron exclusive upload on Thursday, I would just push it until Friday, but then Friday I felt worse, and I had to delay the stream, and again I was thinking, oh, it's just a cold, whatever, I'll just do it on Saturday. And then Saturday, I realized on top of just this gunk going on in my lungs and my throat, which I'm guessing is from some kind of cold or a little thing I might have caught from my kid who got something from daycare, this past week I had run out of my medication. The important medication for my bipolar. So, on top of that, I started feeling like complete crap. I crashed a bit on Friday and really crashed on Saturday. And I crashed really hard to the point where, aside from, you know, talking to the people I absolutely had to talk to, like my kid and my immediate family, and of course, you know, my partner. Otherwise, I had gone pretty much mute. I couldn't answer my phone, other than like maybe a text if I was up for it. There was just nothing in me to do anything else. Like, it took all of my will and all of my strength to call my doctor and explain the situation with my health insurance, explain how I was feeling, to see if there was anything he could do. Fortunately, he was able to call in refills for two of the four prescriptions I needed, the ones that were not controlled substances, and he gave me some pharmacy discounts because he agreed it's like I shouldn't have to wait for my insurance to get off their ass and help me. So I got those. They take the edge off, and they do take a bit to kick in. I am starting to feel a little bit better, but again, I say a little bit, not a lot, not back to quote unquote normal. I still really don't feel quite right, but I feel well enough that I could make something like this, you know, a little vlog, because I feel like I owe it to you guys. And basically, again, I'm sorry I had to cancel stream this week. It's just, it is what it is. I had to. I just wasn't, between my throat feeling all groggy and scratchy and all the mucusy issues going on from, I guess it was some kind of cold, or maybe just some hardcore allergies, I'm not sure, between that and then not feeling quite right from my meds not, you know, being in my system, and unfortunately the withdrawal symptoms of that, because these are medications you can't just stop cold turkey, or there are adverse reactions, and I had been feeling some of them. So, I just couldn't. I needed to spend time with my family, and when not doing that, I needed to just basically sleep it off. That's all I really can do. I've been upfront with this, even before I made Patreon. I've been upfront about this. Or I guess I was affirmative about this, I guess when I started Patreon, I'm not exactly sure when I brought this up in a vlog before, but again, I have bipolar. And bipolar is something that doesn't go away. There is no cure for it. It is something I will have pretty much the rest of my life. I'll be taking medication for it for 30, 40 years. That's just the truth. That's just the unfortunate truth. And so when I'm not on the therapeutic medications that help with it, because again, I only got 2 out of 4 scripts, so, and these are the scripts that just tied me over and really just do the bare minimum so I'm functioning and not spending my life just locked up in my house, not able to do anything. These are just the bare minimum. It's not the stuff that really, truly helps. So, because of that, I'm not quite right. I can't make any promises. I do still have lots of inspirations for content. Hopefully I'll be able to knock some out this week. But please be kind to me. Please be understanding. I can't make any promises. It really all just depends on how I'm feeling and what I'm up to doing. Because right now, like, I'm already starting to feel groggy. I'm starting to feel drowsy again. It's because I don't feel well. And even just doing this takes a lot of energy out of me, and I'm already feeling pretty worn out. I've only been talking into this mic for not even 8 minutes, and I'm feeling worn out. So, you can only imagine the fact that I do my characters, and usually do those, and they're at least 10 minutes, usually. Sometimes closer to 20, so if I barely have it in me to do a update vlog just for you guys to explain the situation and explain how I'm feeling and to apologize, and I can barely hit the 10 minute mark without feeling really, really just tired and out of it, then hopefully you can only imagine how I would feel if I were to try to do a full-on piece right now. I just couldn't, or how I'd feel if I went to go do a stream, which are usually at least an hour, usually closer to 3. I'm sorry, guys, I just don't have it in me right now. And I know you guys are paying money, you're paying a good chunk of money, but this is where I'm going to sound kind of like a dick. I've compared myself to other, you know, ASMR artists and others with Patreons. And I churn out a lot of content, albeit a lot of it's for free, but I churn out a lot of content. And I've churned out a lot of it in a very short amount of time. From between January and now, I've churned out, you know, over 100 videos of ASMR content alone, not even including the exclusive stuff I made for you guys on Patreon. And, you know, add in the streams, add in, you know, little side things like the music things and Stoner Neko and Tide Podcast and goofy things like that and everything else. I've put out a lot in a short amount of time, like quite a lot in a short amount of time, and I'm not burnt out. This is not me being burnt out. this is just bad timing with me feeling sick, because as you know, I was kind of on a roll this past week, getting plot stuff out and a lot of other cool stuff out, but I started feeling sick and I hit a roadblock. So in terms of this week, cross your fingers, just keep supporting me, but I can't make any promises. Hopefully what I got in terms of the meds I could get will kick in and kick in well, and I'll be relaxed enough to make more content and be able to churn stuff out. But again, I can't make any promises. So thank you for supporting me. Please continue to support me, because this is not me being malicious. This is not me trying to cheat anyone or anything. This is me just explaining what's going on in my life, how I'm feeling, what I've been up to, and why things are happening as they are happening. And I had a thought. It escaped me. I'm very sorry. I'm gonna put it out there. Please do not push me for content. Do not push me to do anything. Because as the core of my personality, if I am pushed or pressured to do something, the more pressure I feel, the more likely I am to not do a thing. So, please be patient with me. Let me do things my own pace, especially when I'm not feeling well. I will let you know when I'm feeling better. I know you guys have been paying for this content, and you do deserve to get what you're paying for. But at the same time, I'm only human. I'm not a machine. As I mentioned before, I do churn out a lot of stuff, a lot more than a lot of other creators do, especially given the fact that other creators I see, they churn out content and it's less than 10 minutes. Well, 10 minutes seems to be the minimum amount of time for my content. So I try my hardest, I really do. And I put a lot of time, effort, and care into my content. I don't want to just half-ass something and put it out just for the sake of giving you guys content. Same for streams, anything else. I don't want to half-ass anything. I would either want to give you something or not give you something. So that's basically what's going on. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I've been feeling. I hope you can understand and be patient with me. I'd greatly appreciate it if you could be patient with me. Please continue to commission Anna to do art of your characters, because like I said, as I'm feeling better, they will be made canon. You've already seen that happen. I do have a lot of plans in the works. I don't want to stop anything. It's just right now, I guess I kind of need a bit of a break to sort myself out, to sort some things, my family out. Today's Mother's Day. Definitely a family day. I don't want to worry about content or anything else. I just want to focus on me and focus on my family and everything else. And I'll get back to you guys sometime this week with what's going on and how I'm feeling. Cross your fingers, I get the feeling better. And again, thank you so much for your support and your understanding. Please continue to be supportive and understanding. I'm not stopping making content, not at all. I'm not stopping doing anything. I need a little bit of a break. Something's gotta give here. I do not feel well. And it's just not fair to expect me to keep putting out content, stream, you know, participate heavily in the Discord and whatnot if I'm not feeling well, if my heart's not into it, if my mind's not into it. I need to take some time to focus on me and focus on my family and get to feeling better and taking care of things, because if I'm not feeling well enough to do stuff, then I am going to get burnt out. And then I am going to stop creating. And I am going to stop participating. So please, be respectful. Be understanding. Be supportive. And please, 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 please just, you know, be kind and give me some space, okay? Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. You all have been completely wonderful. I love you all so much, and I will update you all again quite soon, okay? Stay awesome. I love you guys. And happy Mother's Day to those who celebrate it, and just happy Sunday/Monday, depending on where you are in the world. Later, everybody.